TO4NUE, mobile.
No, that ain't so. 10-4 VBA.
What's going on, brother? How are you?
Anymore. I just, keep on keeping on.
Look, we got all of the station logs in except for three, I think, now. And we've got everything plotted on the matrix. Can't complete it till we get the other three. But oh my word. Yeah. Oh my word. I cannot believe what we're seeing.
Nine early this morning, didn't you?
Yes, sir. We've already got yours plotted.
Well, I did. Did I get out pretty good?
Yeah, you were just like you're sitting right next to me last night. And we did run into an unexpected situation with the Matrix. And that is that we have identified some stations that are one way only. And we're not exactly sure if that's useful or not. We went ahead and made the decision to capture that, but just to leave it out of the matrix, because I might need some higher wisdom to review that with me to see if that's something that is useful. I don't know. What do you think?
Messages of traffic, it's got to be a two-way for confirmation.
I'm thinking, because if you got one way, you just don't know if it's been received or not. I guess if you wanted to take a shot in the dark, you could. But, very interesting. Very interesting.
Hey, now, I heard Ron Edward. Was it Edward in Brevard? He was weak and all that, but I did hear him and I could understand him. I could read him. Did I make it back over to him?
So, according to the Matrix, what Ed wrote was Steve and Inman. He wrote down, your system. Unreadable. He could tell it was you, but unreadable. So that poses the question, right? If he is unreadable, how did he know it was Steve? So, we got a couple of those in there. We sit down, I guess, as a club and say, what do we do here?
Well, I can tell you how he knew it was me, bud. He was looking at the time slot frames.
You're right. I guess you're right. But how was he able to copy radio information or station information? If I remember right, he was able to copy some of that down. But, that's not in the slot bracket.
In other words, I was just extremely marginal then. Okay. Well, hey, I may just have to pump up the power. Because we do need a way to get around to Patrick.
Since right now, Ed and Patrick are the only two that are reliably able to speak on their side of the hill. There were other stations that heard them, but if Ed and Patrick cannot hear them when it's kind of sort of needs to be two-way, then they're just kind of isolated.
Now, Ed, what other stations did he hear reliably?
Remember, I've been plotting everybody's sign-in station logs this morning, and I can't remember. But we won't be able to do much of anything else until we get the other three or four stations in. and then we'll be able to tell. But the way I've got this, the way this is designed, if you want to call one station, you can look down to the matrix and say, okay, yep, that's possible. Let me go ahead and make that contact. However, if that is not possible, then you're going to have to use a relay. So we've got this figured out, how to set this thing up as a relay to determine who your relays are. And you can move it that way. But I think it's going to work.
Great. Now, the boy in Liberty, I knew he was there, but I couldn't read him. I'm just wondering if he could hear me, because Gary, KI4DOS, could hear me fairly clear, couldn't he?
Sure. One thing that we've noticed also in all of this is that there are three or four stations that have a really good ability to listen and get out. And that may mean, now the club, will have to decide this, but, the way I'm seeing it is that if you have a station like yours with, was able to make send and receive 18 different contacts, okay, then, that may end up being, an NCS or ANCS, or, maybe the club finds another way around that. But it's just very interesting to see how all this, some of this is just not playing out the way I expected it to. But it's just fascinating. Just fascinating to see how all this works.
Definition, NCS, ICS.
NCS is net controlling station. ANCS is alternate net controlling station.
Oh. So you're telling me that I got out that good?
Pretty much. You're up there on the top of the list right now, the way we're seeing it. When the numbers started to come in, and we're starting to kind of plot on the matrix. Now, we haven't done a whole lot with the map yet, but just plotting on the matrix to see what things look like, we just kind of gone ahead and made the decision to rate each station. And your rating number is going to be how many Simplex contacts that you were able to make. I'll be right back. In KN4VWA. So, those stations will be listed, as, I guess, a priority station because of the amount of contacts they can make. So once that rating is put in stone, then we can see as a group who can kind of reach the most amount of people with the least amount of effort. But then that begs the question, okay, what if, a snowstorm comes and, power is out or whatnot, and somebody that's rated high on the chain is not able to be in that position. So, we've got a lot of questions answered, but there's been a whole lot more that's come to the surface, and I think that's going to take more than one head to figure all that out.
Well, let me just tell you right now, high wind damage, EMP or CME, the only thing that's going to keep my station down, lack of electricity is not.
I understand that, but at some point also it becomes a commitment too. Like I said, that's something that is very exciting to at least be at the point to where you can start asking some of these questions that have been off the table for a long time. Wow, what about this? Or, what if we go this way, or what if we do that? And I don't know. I started getting the logs in this morning, and I thought, oh, man, this is going to take me forever. So by the time I got three or four of them plotted, it was addictive. I was going like, oh, wow, look at this. So I've just about got most of it finished, and it's quite the thing to see, really.
Whiskey 4 Echo Alpha Echo. For conversation, I live down in Columbia. I'm traveling. I'm in Spartanburg at the moment, but. Yeah, I'm wondering how many different sessions have you done to determine your matrix there?
This is KO4NUE. I can't remember your call. I think last letter was Echo. So we have done one initial just for a listening test, just to see who can hear who, and we're plotting that in a matrix and kind of on a map. Some of the other local areas have kind of done it this way, and it's been really nice to see that. So, first initial to answer your question.
We've done kind of something similar in the Columbia area, and the one thing we found that was very, very useful was to do it multiple times in different kinds of weather, and also do it at different times of day, because, basically, the state of the atmosphere can make a huge difference in who can hear who and when they can hear each other.
Location variance.
UE, well, fellas, I'm getting in a black hole. I may have to step out. I'm sorry. But I just kind of struggle up this way. But I appreciate the QSO with both of you, and we're just real excited. But we'll be giving some data out pretty soon. Appreciate you contributing, Steve. And last call and station, 73 to you, sir. Be safe.
Ryan, Whiskey 4, Echo, Alpha Echo, W4EAE. Hope you have a good day.
Holler later on when you get some more of it plotted and get those other three in, and I'd love to see it. So, anyhow, sounds like it's going to be good. And you got to make some decisions. So, Columbia, and what'd you say your name was? Ryan?
Ryan.
What kind of simplex range did you guys come up with down there? 20 miles? 30 miles? 10?
It depends greatly, you know, because we've got areas that are very flat and then other areas that are quite hilly. And so it really changes. From my house, I've probably got a reliable 35 or 40 miles in a certain direction, but can't get more than about 10 miles in another direction. And it's just, it varies a lot. But we do have a pretty good network of people who can hopscotch things around and get information around if we need to.
Then you're on the north side of Columbia on the continental shelf right there where it starts gaining some altitude, and you're able to broadcast back southeast for the 35 and not quite so far running back north.
I actually live in Casey, which is just across the river on the west side of downtown Columbia. And while that is not the highest ground around, it's higher ground than a lot of Lexington County. And so that's sort of that direction over toward Lexington County is where I have my longest range. And then, of course, there's sort of a, in the middle of northeast Columbia, there's a lower spot that I cannot reach. But then if you go on up to like the Sandhills area, I can reach stations up there with a gap in the middle.
Well, at one time, there was a group that linked up between Caesar's Head Mountain on the North Carolina, South Carolina line, and Charleston.
And that's entirely possible. And, I mean, another thing, I do two-meter weak signal stuff, single sideband. And I've had 2 meter single sideband contacts. Now, this is not anything reliable, but it's when things open up. I've had at least two 2-meter single sideband contacts in New York State from Columbia.
Well, let me ask you something. What kind of radio are you using for that?
A sideband, I am using an ICOM, an IC9700.
Satellite?
I don't have a real proper antenna set up to do satellite stuff, so the satellite stuff I do is primarily with my, which is my vertical antennas.
Well, let me tell you what I've got. I've got a Yaesu FT-736R, and it is set up for sideband and for satellite. And I don't use it for that. I don't do satellite, and I don't do sideband, and I was going to let the thing go. You know anybody interested?
I don't off the top of my head. And really, I can kind of ask around, but yeah, I do love that 9700. It is really well made for satellite work because if you basically set it up properly, you can just rotate the VFO to change both bands simultaneously to follow a Doppler shift and all that kind of stuff. So that's something I'm going to get into one day, but haven't quite done it yet.
I checked it out, and if you really want to get into it and really get in deep, you got to have a rotator that will not only do azimuth but elevation, and you got to be able to run it from your computer.
That is the truth. And one of the things I've thought about doing, and I have done a little bit with it, with the linear satellites, and these are the ones that are just constant send and receive for sideband and CW. And there's at least a couple that are like, have up frequencies in 10 megahertz, down frequencies in 2 meters. So I thought about playing with some of those, and I've got on one of them. I could hear myself on one of those linear satellites that I tried recently.
Well, and there again, I just hate to see a really good piece of equipment sit and not be used to its potential. And I sort of checked into it, and I backed away from the satellite and from the sideband 2-meter. So, you know, I decided to just let this particular radio go.
Truth is, no point in possessing a capability that you're not interested in not using, and you basically have money tied up. So, well, I got to run. I have reached my destination. I'm here to do my grandparents' taxes, so I gotta go in there and take care of that. So, hope you have a good day. This is Whiskey 4, Echo Alpha Echo.
And it's Whiskey 4, Alpha Echo, no, Echo Alpha Echo. So you have a good day, sir. Enjoy your time in the upstate, and travel safe. K and 4, VWA, clear and monitoring.
K and 4, VWA, W4, EAE, 73.